Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 25th of January. Seven Women. An essential condition of our citizenship in the heavenly Jerusalem is our participation in the process through which we are delivered from our sin and uncleanness. Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord revealed how the heavenly city is cleansed from her filth and bloodshed. He opened his address declaring, "In that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, 'We will eat our own food and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by your name to take away our reproach.'" The seven women identified in this prophecy are the seven churches to whom Jesus Christ directed his letters in the book of Revelation. We note the association of churches with women in the writings of the apostles. For example, the apostle John addressed his second epistle to the elect lady and her children. Similarly, the apostle Peter concluded his first epistle, writing, "She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you." These seven women represent the fullness of what should be a chaste church betrothed to one man, Christ. However, their insistence upon eating their own food and wearing their own apparel reveals that they have been deceived by Satan in the same manner as Eve, who also presumed to eat her own food, and who fashioned together fig leaves to cover the shame of her nakedness and fear. Writing to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul expressed his concern regarding this church's susceptibility to such deception, stating, "For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that is, one man, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." The references used in today's devotions are Zechariah chapter 13 verse 1, Isaiah chapter 4 verse 1, 2 John chapter 1 verse 1, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13, Genesis chapter 3 verses 6 to 7, and 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 2 to 3. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.